Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Sylvia Milo stars in the poetic and poignant production of The Other Mozart, directed by Isaac Byrne. The true story of this untold figure in music history comes to life with music composed by Mozart and Mariana Martinez. Original music written for the play by Nathan Davis and Phyllis Chin. The New York Times describes the show as strikingly beautiful. The Stage of London says the show is a gem. Discover the real story behind The Other Mozart at Rubicon Theater in Ventura's downtown cultural district. The Other Mozart opens May 31st and runs Wednesdays through Sundays through June 18th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome back. And of course, I always say that we had a whole nother hour without you if you weren't joining us. But I hope that you can start your day in a positive way and wake up with us. And of course, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is the number that you can call in, that you can win, that you can connect with us. And we want to hear from all of you out there. We've got an amazing weekend ahead of us. And of course, tomorrow is the Ojai Wine Festival. So we've been giving tickets away for that. I hope to see many of my listeners out there. And again, if you haven't got your tickets, Tom's going to tell you in a little bit how to get them with our website. But I do want to tell you a little bit about our show, and I want to invite you all to stay. And of course, we're here every Saturday from 6 to 8. Our first guest is Chad, and he is going to be on, and it's Chad Saley. He is with the Social Blue Book. We're going to talk a little bit about really advertising and finding out a little bit about his social book users, Blue Book users. So we're going to talk with that. Then I have Marianne Radini Spencer, and of course she's in the studio with me, and I'm really excited to hear about her book. And of course she's local, and we are going to be sharing her book, and it is all about Lady in the Window. And then, God, it's been years, but I love my next guest too, Dr. Stephen Trudeau. He used to be one of my co-hosts, and of course he's got a new book coming out, and it's actually just launched, and it's Courage to Thrive. He was actually over at the TED Talk in Camarillo, and oh my God, did a fabulous job. He just launched it in Japan, And so we're going to be talking with him. And of course, he's like the psych on the bike, you know, and so you'll love all of my guests. So again, if you're just tuning in with us, we're so grateful that you're here. And again, thank you so much for being here. We are going to, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, Kim, we have the Tasty Camarillo, the longest running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling fine wines, craft beers, and gourmet foods on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch. This happened Sunday, July 30th, and that is 1 to 4 o'clock. You can visit MeadowlarkServiceLeague.com for more information. Circus Vargas is back, and they're back now with a brand new show that they call Steam Cirque. This is sort of goggles, gears, gadgets, all of that. The steampunk fiction fantasy that has really become popular is now part of Circus Vargas. That's going to be in Thousand Oaks. We do have the California Kettle Corn folks giving us kettle corn to give away, and it is logoed with Kim Pagano on the bag of California Kettle Corn. It is delightful. It is delicious. You're going to love it. Lure Fish House, located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. We have some gift certificates for Lure and Rubicon, the other Mozart.
There you go. That is happening,
and that is going to be June.
There you go. And I didn't start us off in an uplifting way, and so I'm going to add this to our day. And, of course, we always start with an uplifting thought. And use your scars, your fears, as stepping stones instead of stumbling blocks. So, again, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And I'd love to give something away right now. That is the number that you call in. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. So let's just start off with some California kettle corn. If you haven't smelled it, tasted it, oh my God, let me get some in your hands. And of course, these are great for any event that you're doing. We'd love to share that with you. So call us right now. Again, at 805-419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Chad. Chad Saley, are you there?
Yes, thank you.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. Did I say your name right?
Yes.
Yay. Good. Okay, good. Okay, perfect. So what is the future of advertising? Let's talk about the Social Blue Book.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the future of advertising, as you know, millennials are no longer watching television. Now, I grew up watching television, but the moms that are under 35 these days are all on, you know, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and that's where they're spending most of their viewing time. So Social Blue Book is a platform that started off helping online creators like YouTubers learn their values for their channels when they do branded integration. Kind of like some people would say, you know, like, oh, like this, you know, like Kelly Blue Book helps you know the value of your car. Social Blue Book tells you the value of your social media.
Oh, so very interesting. Okay.
So there's a lot of, I'm actually talking to you from a parking lot in Equinox at Westlake Village, believe it or not, but I know a lot of people, my friends here, they have Instagram, they have Twitter, and Facebook, and they don't even realize they could get paid for their social media, even if they're not that big, right?
Wow. So, okay, I want to know. No.
Yeah. So take it, you have a couple hundred followers on Instagram, 1,000. Now, you may not get paid a lot. You would sign into Social Blue Book, and it says, hey, for your Instagram following, if you were to promote a product, you would get paid X amount of dollars, right?
Right.
And when you sign into Social Blue Book, we have a marketplace with over 1,000 advertisers, big ones, some of the biggest in the world using our tools, trying to find creators to promote their products.
Wow.
So you may say, hey, you're worth $50 on your Instagram. And then one day out of the blue, you may get an email from Social Blue Book saying, hey, this company wants to give you $50 to promote their restaurant here in Westlake Village or in Ventura County, right?
Right.
So that is the future of advertising.
No more of this watching
a commercial on television and thinking, hey, did I get any return on my investment for that? Well, now they can click on a link and go directly to the site and buy products.
Very interesting, huh? All right, so let me back up a little bit, and I'm really excited to talk with you. That's very interesting for a lot of businesses and some revenue that could come back. Tell us a little bit about who you are, Chad.
Sure, yeah. I started off, I used to work in television. I had a production company called Hieroglyphic Productions, and I did all the big marketing promotional stuff for the networks. I worked on like the Academy Awards, the Oscars, a bunch of things. And I started to realize that I didn't come to Hollywood from Florida to promote other people's shows. I wanted to have my own show. So I started a show on YouTube, a ridiculous animated show with some friends. And I didn't pay any money at that time. This was in 2006. But I got hundreds of millions of views. And I really fell in love with the community. And I fell in love with this world of being able to have your own show without having to get past the Hollywood gatekeepers, right?
Wow. Uh-huh.
So I started my own show and built a ton of friends in the YouTube space, some of the biggest creators in the world. And I eventually ended up selling my production company to a company called Maker Studios, which was the largest network in the world for YouTubers. And then we got really lucky, and we sold that company to Disney for $650 million, believe it or not.
Wow.
So after that, I felt like there was a lot more to be done, and I felt like we could build tools to empower creators to broker their own deal, right? And
right.
The first thing you would need to learn is your value, and that's how Social Blue Book came about. I went around to a bunch of my big creator friends, you know, some of the biggest family brands in the world, Shea Carl, EB Family, Charles Trippy, a lot of these popular YouTubers. And I said, hey, what if we built these tools to empower creators so they could do their own deals without these Hollywood middlemen taking most of their money? And they said, yeah, Chad, that is the right thing to do. So we all pitched in some money, some seed money, and we started building the tools. And now we have almost 100,000 registered users in less than 2 years. So we are building very fast, and it's exciting.
That's really, wow. I love your journey. That is amazing. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now. One, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so grateful that you are here, starting your day in a positive way. And of course, we're talking with Chad Saley. And of course, we're talking about the Social Blue Book. How do we find the Social Blue Book? Let's start off there.
Yeah, it's socialbluebook.com.
Oh, simple. Okay. Can't get any easier than that. Okay. And
yeah.
And so how do people, what's your goal for my listeners, and how can we get involved with you?
Sure. Basically, there's two goals. You can get involved as a creator. I mean, if you have like 200 followers or 1,000 followers or even more than that, you can sign in your account and find out your value and maybe get a branding deal. And the other way to get involved is we started a reggae offering. We wanted to allow the creators to own Social Blue Book with us. So we have a portal, invest.socialbluebook.com, which allows our user base to own it with us. So your audience, if they, you know, went to the investment and they thought it was something they would like to invest in, like I said, we really believe in our hearts that influencer marketing is the future, and television is kind of going, kind of dying slowly. It'll always be here, just like there's horses, but now there's cars.
Right.
So I think that, once again, if you wanted to sign up as a creator, it's socialbluebook.com. If you were interested in investing into socialbluebook.com, it's invest.socialbluebook.com. And we are based right here in Ventura County in Westlake Village.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm excited to know you. So let me ask you, okay, so how long does it take when, you know, Kim Pagano Show, we want to know the value or your listeners or, you know, if you're a business, how does somebody go about finding out their value?
So basically, you would go to Social Blue Book and you would sign in as a creator, not an advertiser, but a creator, and it would ask you. We offer five platforms right now. We offer YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and blogs.
Okay.
So you could sign in one of your accounts, and what we do is We go out through API. It gives us read access only. We read all the data, the reach, your engagement levels. There's a lot to the math behind it. We have statisticians using Minitab and R. We've calculated hundreds of deals to come up with these values, and it will simply pull all your data and then spit out a value saying, here's what you should get for a it basically gives you a starting it's not, once again, we're not saying it's set in stone. It's like anything. It's like it's a starting point for negotiation.
So
some creators get double to triple if they're hot, and some people will get a little bit less. But it at least will give you an idea, Kim, of what you're worth. For instance, if you signed your Instagram in, you may be worth $1,000, and you could get, maybe you'll get an offer at $500. It's up to you.
And,
but at least you won't get ripped off.
Okay. And, Chad, what are the costs for that?
That's free. To find out your values on Social Blue Book, it's free. However, if you get an offer from an advertiser on Social Blue Book, we take a transaction cut. We get 10% on that deal.
Okay.
So percentage right now is 12.5%, but we're changing it. We're lowering it for creators. We're only going to charge them 10% in the future. So we make our money through transactions.
So each month
we continue to see more and more transactions happening on Social Blue Book. It's growing, like I said, we're probably growing at about 250 new creators are registering a day. There's over 1,000 advertisers using our tools to find creators. So it's a very exciting business to be in. I believe in my heart this is where it's all going.
Well, you know, you kind of have the same theory that I feel, is many hands make little work. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're letting everybody be a part of this.
Exactly.
And when everybody's got skin in the game, and, you know, right? It's a win-win-win-win.
Right. People are saying, how is Social Blue Book going so fast? Well, we decided to let our customers own Social Blue Book with us.
Yeah.
That's what Reg A does. Instead of going out to just venture capitalists and letting all those people own it with us, we thought, why not let the little guys? The problem was, Kim, is that a lot of these bigger multi-channel networks, these other companies, they used our creator friends to make their companies worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They sell, and then the creators got nothing in return. This way, we're saying, hey, if you would like to take the gamble with us, you can invest at socialbluebook.com and own a piece of it with us.
Right.
So our success will be your success.
Got it.
Right? So people are saying, hey, why is Social Blue Book growing so much faster than the other marketplaces? Well, my theory is because we're owned by the creators. We are owned by the people who are in this business. So they trust us and they believe in us. And like I said, some of the biggest creators in the world own Social Blue Book with us.
Now, you recently landed a regular A+, right, offering?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
what did you learn about regular A+, and why did you decide to use that?
Versus going the traditional VC route?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, good question.
Thank you.
Basically, it is, Kim, I mean, like, we could have went the VC route, we could have went traditional, but how cool is it? At our core, not only are our tools built for creators, but we're now owned by creators.
Right.
There's something so, like, some people say, oh, we're all for the creators. Okay, then why, you know, a creator came up to me after one of the big networks sold, I won't say any names, and they said, hey, I just heard it just sold for, you know, X amount, hundreds of millions of dollars. And Chad, how much do you think I'll get? And I said, how much equity did you have? And they said, what's equity?
Yeah, nothing.
And I felt bad.
Right.
That creator really pushed and promoted that company. And to find out later he didn't have anything, I felt bad. You know what I mean?
It's right.
Like, so now, if the creator doesn't want to invest, fine. I don't have to feel bad. Hey, is it a risk? Yes. It's like any investment, it's a risk. But at least we won't have any guilt that we didn't want to give the creative community the chance to own us. That goes for the advertisers, too.
Right.
Some of the advertisers out there, you know, they're signing into marketplaces and putting money into them. And then next thing you know, they're helping bring up the value of that company. Well, this is, once again, a chance. The reason why we picked this over a traditional way was because we can allow our customer base to own it with us.
Very cool. I love it. I love your idea. And I love, you know, the thought that, you know, everybody's working together. It's kind of like a Winco. I walk in there and everybody's working, and everybody's working to help themselves.
You know what's crazy, Kim, is like we started to build this just for our creator friends. Now we're getting these A-list celebrities starting to sign in. Like one of the guys called me up and they said, Chad, do you realize somebody signed in with 65 million Facebook likes into Social Blue Book? And I said, who's got that many? And it turned out it was somebody signed in the singer Adele's account.
Wow.
And then all the David Beckham signed in, then 50 Cent, and then Maroon 5. I'm sure it's their managers trying to find out their values. But, Kim, it's exciting because they started off doing this for our friends who were being taken advantage of,
mm-hmm.
and now it's turning into something bigger, which is exciting.
Very cool. We
are excited to see.
Well, I'm excited to share that here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm really happy to get to meet you and talk with you. I'd love to meet you in person, and you'll have to come back in the studio because we'd love to share this.
Yeah.
So again, Chad, where can my listeners find out more about this? All of our, business owners that want to help, get some revenue back in.
Yeah. If they want to find out how they can hire creators to promote their product, once again, there's no better return on your investment than the influencer marketing right now. You can go to socialbluebook.com. And if you're an advertiser, you sign in as an advertiser, and you will get approval, go through a little process, and then you can get access to, thousands, tens of, almost 100,000. There's over 100,000 platforms that you can pick through and find to promote your product.
So let me ask you, there's like a blue book for, construction. There's a blue book for different industries. Is that kind of where you got your idea from?
Yeah, it started off we wanted to build tools for creators, and the first step was, hey, if I want to broker a deal for myself, what am I worth? That's how Social Blue Book was born.
Very cool.
And then,
All right. Well, again, Chad, I thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And please share our show and our podcast with all of your people out there.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Talk to you soon. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, I've got Marianne Radini Spencer here, and we're going to talk about her book, Lady in the Window. I'm like right on that blue book. That was a cool idea. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But anyways, Lady in the Window. And then we've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau. So stay with us all the way through our show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'd love to give a pair of tickets away to the Rubicon. And, of course, that is the other Mozart that is playing right now all the way till June 17th. And, again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Please join us for Meadowlark Service League's 30th annual A Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch. Dust off your boots and enjoy country western music and dancing with live performances. There'll be a VIP Lark Saloon, Wet Your Whistle Watering Hole, and shopping in the shade of 100-year-old trees. All proceeds from the Taste of Camarillo benefit local and Ventura County charities. Saturday and Sunday, July 29th and 30th. For more information, visit www.metalarkserviceleague.com.
Big one is back. Circus Vargas, Circus Vargas, Circus Vargas. The biggest big top.
Circus Vargas presents their amazing new production, Steam Cirque, under the big top at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, May 25th through the 29th. And coming soon to Thousand Oaks in San Luis Obispo. See death-defying acrobats, comedians, daredevils, and much more. Buy your tickets today at CircusVargas.com. For the finest in family entertainment and memories that last a lifetime, don't miss Circus Vargas.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give something away. And of course, Circus Vargas, several winners that went out to the Ventura one. And now they're going to be coming out to Thousand Oaks. So we've got tickets for you. And it's a whole different look. And of course, no animals. It's all about the steam cirque. So anyways, we'd love to. It's a steam pump and science fiction, fantasy, and it's all it's a great show. I definitely want to see all of you there. So anyways, I've got a pair of tickets, and I'd love to share them. 805-419-0008. That is the number to call in to win, and all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. With that, we have Marianne Radini Spencer in the studio with us. And of course, her book is Lady in the Window. Welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and then your book.
I am a screenwriter and producer. I've produced and written for a lot of TV series and movies. I did The Lost Valentine with Betty White and Jennifer Love Hewitt for Hallmark Hall of Fame. Lots of movies for Showtime Networks. And this novel is actually a project that I always wanted to write. Throughout my career, I've written for newspapers and magazines.
Kind of like me then. Okay,
right.
We're very
and
similar.
TV
yeah.
and film, but I never approached the novel, and I always wanted to do it. And I was always telling my friends growing up, I'm going to write a novel someday, you know, and I was telling people, but I never sat down and made the time to do it. And you really have to, because
so
life gets in the way.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about that. Mm-hmm. Our first guest, anxiety, life happens. Do you have children?
Four stepchildren.
Okay, so yeah, I've got four too. So yeah, everything. And then you have to take care of your business,
mm-hmm.
right? So yeah.
Absolutely.
So did you designate so much time every day or how did you do that?
Well, to tell you the truth, after I had done a number of movies and had my movies made and I had some great work in magazines, I just figured, okay, now I've done all of that.
Next.
And it's time to get the novel going.
Good for you.
So I started writing some notes down, some ideas. And about 2013, I had an idea. I wanted to write about a spirit that helps a person on Earth. That's all I had. Okay, so what do I do now? Now I have to come up with the theme and the protagonist and all the characters. So I started jotting notes down and I put it away. And then I thought, when I went to visit my parents one summer out in Cutchogue, Long Island, a beautiful Currier Knives town, I thought, this place is fabulous. I think I'll set it here. And I started doing some research and investigating, started writing, and then I put it away. Later on, maybe a year later, I picked it up again, and I took it to Alsace-Lorraine region in France during World War II, probably because I had written a lot of stories about World War II.
So
and The Lost Valentine was placed in World War II,
right.
And I had adapted some other novels that took place in World War II. So I'm thinking, okay, we'll do that. Nope, put it away. Even though I got some great chapters out of it, which I may use for another book, it definitely wasn't Lady in the Window.
What is Lady in the Window?
Lady in the Window, it's a novel. My publisher says, this is in the press release, it deals with aloha magic, hope, healing, karmic romance, and the infinite mother-daughter bond. So in essence, it's about family and has a little bit for everybody. It starts off with a woman, Kate Grace, who has it all. And then she goes through a number of trials and tribulations. And like we all do, the breakup of a relationship and some other things that happened.
So she was married and went through a divorce?
No, not quite.
Okay.
But she does want to get married.
Okay.
And here's the thing. She wants really what her parents have had for 50 years, a beautiful, loving relationship, marriage, and family.
Isn't that what we all want?
Yes, but in this modern day, you have to, like, make certain choices, and you also have to know what to do and know your limits of right. what you're willing to give of yourself. And so basically, it's a story of empowerment and a journey of a young woman who has to find and really analyze, what does she want in life? How is she going to get it? Is she doing the right things to get it? And so when some of these things happen to her, it forces her to really reevaluate everything.
Is that your life?
You know, I think everyone goes through those things.
Right.
And part of her life is mine, but it's also a piece of fiction. But I did draw from certain things in my own life. For example, the idea that our loved ones live on in spirit. I've always believed that. And actually, while I was writing the book, I picked up something that I had written when I was 12 or 13 years old. My brother gave me a box of my stuff that our parents had kept for each one of the children. And in the book, I had a little novella that I wrote. And I literally wrote the words, when someone's mother died, her friend said to her, "Don't worry, dear. Your mother is around us and will be around us always." And that's exactly what I was writing about in Lady in the Window. And wow. I just thought, this is crazy. So I took my exact words
yeah.
and put it in this book.
Wow. Do you feel like your mother's around you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've had experiences.
Have you? I have to tell, and, you know, and I want to share this even with my listeners. Last Sunday was my mom's birthday. And my mom just passed away. It's just been a year. And I was driving home. We were in Palm Springs, driving down Diana Shore. And my husband and I alone in the car, and I just got this feeling, and I'm looking in the main street, in the middle of the street where there's trees and nothing else, and I'm like, "Honey, turn around, make a U-turn." And he's like, "Why?" I go, "I just saw an angel."
Yeah.
And he goes, and my mom, she gave everybody a little gold angel. I mean, it's the craziest Aww. Thing. Anyways, and angels was our thing. Angels, hearts, roses. Those were it. Anyways, we turn around, and oh my God, there's a picture, like a real picture, like somebody's in a home, and it's just sitting there, and it's an angel.
See, but you also, I'll tell you, you felt something.
Yes.
Okay, so that's part of it. And Kate goes through, my character, all these things, because there are little signs.
Right.
And when you're aware of the signs, you can pick up, and they come in different ways. It's a feeling,
yeah.
and then you see something, and
yeah.
then there's a synchronistic event. So it's something that you can't ignore. Now, people ignore these signs all the time.
Exactly. Now, and it's interesting, because my daughter said, which I think in my years ago, my daughter's like, did you stop and get the picture and bring it home? And I go, no, I took a picture of it for it just be in my heart, because that's probably a sign for a lot of people, not just me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But
but it had special meaning for you.
It did.
And you felt it.
I felt
and you
it.
Asked your husband yeah. to turn around.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you did that.
I know.
And there are, as I was writing this book, I had many experiences which thrilled me to no end, because even though I totally believe all this, and I have actually a journal of all these different experiences that I've shared with my family members, because they've had, some of them have had them too. It just amazes me anytime it happens, and it sends chills down my spine.
I totally agree. I know. And my mom was really, really spiritual. Was your mom really spiritual?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? So wow.
My mother knew things that were happening. I was in California. She was in New York.
Yeah.
She literally knew things that were happening without me telling her.
And my mom, same thing. My mom would call me up and go, "What's wrong?" And I go, "Nothing, Mom." And then and I'd be like,
"Yeah, right.
She knew it before I knew it." You know, it's the craziest thing. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way. I'm so grateful that you are here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking about Lady in the Window. And, of course, that is Marianne Radini Spencer. She is in here joining us right now. And so kind of, I know obviously everybody's got to get one of these in their hand, but tell us kind of what goes on through your book.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, it starts off with a young woman who seemingly has it all and wants certain things and is dating a gentleman that she really cares for. But in her heart, she wants to achieve a situation where they get married and have a family, and he's avoiding it. And I don't want to be a spoiler with the plot, but it involves her empowerment in terms of setting boundaries and doing what she really wants in her heart, even though someone is trying not to give it to her.
Ooh.
And then also it involves connecting with herself, finding her real path, because she wants to be doing something. She loves what she does in her daily work, but she wants to be doing something more. So it's also something that she has to learn how to empower herself to put herself on that road. And she has to deal with the loss of a loved one. And through that process, she learns that they're always around us, that they never die. And she reads the signs. So when someone reads my book, they'll understand these signs. I'm not going to explain how it happens, but they're little clues. And when you're tuned into them is when you really become aware. And they actually guide her.
Oh, so it's like your inner vision of something.
Yeah, and it's something they guide her to her true path, something that she might not have seen had she not been really aware, but she allowed herself to be open and aware.
Vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Is there a message in your book?
All of that is a message.
Yeah.
Because really, I think we all need to live our authentic life. Sometimes we go with what people tell us we should do. Other times we're directed in school down a path. But is it really what we want? Is it really what's calling to our inner being? Because if there's something else there, you know, we only live in this body once. We've got to enjoy life.
So true.
We've got to do the things that give us joy. And if we can't do it financially right away, make a plan to do it on the side while you're working towards it. You know, we don't have to quit everything and uproot everything and make our lives crazy. But we have to find a way to enrich our lives with the things that we want and surround ourselves with the people that we love.
I just got done saying that is surround yourself with people that love you,
nurture
admire you.
You,
and lift you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that keep pushing you down, you don't really want to be around them.
No.
Yeah, because we push ourselves down
and
enough, right?
Sometimes we try to fix people,
yeah.
and we can't necessarily always fix someone.
I totally agree. Where do we find your book?
You find it in Barnes & Noble. You could also buy it online at Barnes & Noble or Amazon. And it's available in a hardcover right now and an ebook. So either one.
Okay, great. And I think
they can visit my website too. Or you can even just go to ladyinthewindow.com. That's easier sometimes than spelling my name.
There you go.
MaryAnnRedinispencer.com.
All right. Again, Marianne, I'm so glad to meet you. In fact, Marianne is one of my Nabo sisters,
absolutely.
I guess you would say, right? And I always talk about Nabo in here. But you know what? You've done a great job. I can't wait to read it and share this with our listeners.
Thank you very
much. So thank you so much for being here. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau. And of course, his book is all about courage to thrive. And so I'm really excited to share that with you. Let's get a gift certificate out to Lure Fish House located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. If you haven't ever eaten there, oh my God, you're in for a big treat. And all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008. Just leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, if you miss any part of our show, download our podcast, and you can get all of our library right there. So with that, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Sylvia Milo stars in the poetic and poignant production of The Other Mozart, directed by Isaac Byrne. The true story of this untold figure in music history comes to life with music composed by Mozart and Mariana Martinez. Original music written for the play by Nathan Davis and Phyllis Chin. The New York Times describes the show as strikingly beautiful. The Stage of London says the show is a gem. Discover the real story behind The Other Mozart at Rubicon Theater in Ventura's downtown cultural district. The Other Mozart opens May 31st and runs Wednesdays through Sundays through June 18th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to rubicontheater.org.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of homeownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind everybody, tomorrow is Ojai Wine Festival, 31st annual, and we'd love to see you out there. We had lots of winners. And if for any reason you didn't already get your tickets, go to OhaiWineFestival.com. We've also got Taste of Camarillo coming up. And of course, that is happening over at the Camarillo Ranch, and that's Sunday, July 30th, 1 to 4. We've got tickets, and I'd love to share those with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you don't win them here, and we hope that you still want to go, go to Metal Larks Service. League.com, and of course metallarkservice.league.com. You can get tickets there. All right, I want to bring our next guest on, and of course that is Dr. Stephen Trudeau, and he is the psych on the bike, and so anyways, he was one of my co-hosts. I love this guy, and he always does such a great job and brings so much courage to thrive. That's the name of his book. So again, welcome. How are you, Dr. Stephen Trudeau?
I'm doing great, my sister. How are you?
I'm great. I miss having you around here, but I know that you are rocking and rolling with this new book of yours. So tell us a little bit about yourself. In fact, I was earlier saying that you were at the TED Talk, which is amazing.
Wow, what an amazing event, huh? We had 9 speakers there at the Camarillo Library doing the inaugural Camarillo TEDx event. What an amazing event. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, that was really good. And people can even go back and still watch that, right? On youtube.com/watch. Is it?
You can search it by searching TEDx Camarillo.
Okay.
And then mine specifically, if you simply typed in either Stephen Trudeau, like the Prime Minister of Canada, or Courage to Thrive, it pops right up, usually right up at the top there.
I love it.
Yeah, we're getting a few views and sharing some love and telling people that life is
can be good
when you take control of it. Stop being a victim. Start being an operator.
I love it. Drive your own ship, right?
Yeah, you can't be the captain of your own ship, the architect of your own destiny, and a thousand other metaphors. But I guess a lot of people feel maybe they can't or they don't deserve to because they've been hurt. And that's why the subtitle of the book, I think, was to me even more provocative, was Triumph in the Face of Adversity.
Yeah.
So it's not the absence of adversity that that allows us to move forward. It really is the courage. People say things like, and they mean well, but they say things like, God only gives you what you can handle, or whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And that's not necessarily true. I'm sure we've all met people who've been kind of crushed by the unfortunate events in their lives. So, the one piece that I haven't been able to teach people is courage. Mm. So I try to give as many examples as I can, but it's still the part that I'm researching massively. I've got lots of techniques and skills, but the courage part, man, that's something we have to find deep within ourselves.
That's a great point. I never even thought of that. How did you come up with the idea for this book, and how did it come about?
You know, I have no intention of being a writer. You know me, I'm a blabbermouth. I like to talk. love to talk. Can't stand writing. But I do groups and group therapy at everything from, you know, different addiction treatment centers to seminars and live events and motivational speaking. And there's always somebody afterwards that'll come up to me and say, hey, that thing you were talking about, is that written down anywhere? So I started writing them down, and they turned into these little, like, 500-word essays, 1,000-word essays, and then I would hand them out to people. Well, after doing that a number of times, I wound up with about 20 of them, and I realized, oh, I'm halfway to a book.
Wow, so that's awesome.
I kept going, yeah.
So, okay, why the courage to thrive? I mean, you know, I mean, we talked a little bit about courage. Is it, are we afraid? Do we need to, you know, kind of put our big boy pants on or big girl pants on? And
I think you hit the nail right on the head there. I know, you know, we write the book we wish to read, really. And as a child, I was terribly afraid. I was bullied horrifically in the neighborhood I grew up in. And I was afraid of my dad. I was afraid of, you know, a lot of people who picked on me. And I, you know, I didn't want to be afraid anymore. But how do you go about doing that? And I think we all want to thrive. We really do. But it's getting out of your comfort zone. I think most people are well aware of a lot of the techniques. We know we need to, in order to lose weight, we have to eat less and exercise more. In order to gain muscle, we have to exercise more. In order to get that next job promotion, we have to, you know, dress for the part and work late hours and, you know, put in a little extra effort. But it's getting out of that comfort zone that really is, you know, it takes courage. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is what we do in the presence of fear. And, wow. And that's really what the difference is between people who live as victims or merely survivors versus people who live a thriving life despite the, you know, not necessarily having the best start in life.
So you're talking about is, you know, if everything is sweet and cheery, then we're not, you know, I mean, life is life, right? But when life hits us, which it does, okay, we can
like a 2x4.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could become a victim, you could become a survivor, or you could become a thriver.
So there's this little story I told in the TED Talk where I was running the LA Marathon, and I had decided I just want to do this thing once in my life. I want to train, and I want to do something that very few people get a chance to do. So I trained and trained and trained. So there I am at the starting line, and here's this woman in a pink T-shirt, and she's jumping up and down. She's all excited, and she's telling me how she's a cancer survivor. She survived breast cancer, the surgery, the chemo, everything. And now she's wearing this pink shirt, and she's raising money and awareness for other women who have and are struggling and maybe potentially will struggle with breast cancer. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, what a noble cause. But she's kept chanting, like, I'm a survivor, I'm a survivor. And I looked her in the eyes and I said, you know what? You're not a survivor. And she was kind of shocked by that. I looked at her and I said, you're a thriver. Look at what you're doing. You're racing. You're running. You're raising awareness. You didn't merely survive this.
Right.
You went on.
Right.
You went on to triumph. And
awesome.
That is exciting. So that's
and that's where the light
difference.
Went on.
Right?
Yeah.
Ding,
yeah.
The light goes on over the head. Oh, I can thrive.
Wow. That's good. Did she hear it?
I think so.
Yeah.
And there's that kind of awareness when you see it in people's eyes. There's a couple of quotes that I just love. Henry David Thoreau, a massive man, leading lives of quiet desperation. That was written 100 years ago. So true then and desperately true now. But the other quote I love is actually by my cousin Gary, or not Gary, he's also a cousin, but Justin Trudeau up in Canada. He wrote that there are people whose lives appear to be a personal goal of harvesting as much joy as possible from life.
Mm.
And that's the bookend. Do you want to lead a life of quiet desperation, or do you want to harvest as much joy as possible from life?
Wow, I love that. I love that.
I know, do. Right? It gives you goosebumps.
Yeah, no, because you know what? I mean, there's sometimes I wake up and I'm like, okay, I do not want to live in this crazy life that I keep, you know, somehow it keeps hitting me here and hitting me here, and I'm like putting out fires, you know, and I have to like kind of go internally and go, okay, I know I can't control it, but I can handle it differently. Isn't that really what we're talking about?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Because the inevitability of you know, the sky is falling.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's true.
Right.
But how you handle it, do you handle it with grace and with dignity, and do you adapt, and do you can choose your attitude.
Right. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, tuning in with us, and starting their day in a positive way. One, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we're talking about the courage to thrive and, of course, triumph in the face of adversity. And, of course, that's by Dr. Stephen Trudeau. Okay. What are we going to find in your book?
Well, lots of cool stories, okay. A little bit of my story, not that much, but a little bit, just by example of overcoming some of the things that I've done, because I've led a pretty interesting, colorful life.
Yes, you have.
And it was not ordained that I was going to become a psychologist. It was more ordained that I probably was going to be a barely getting by, you know, a person suffering a lot of tragedies and maybe not even make it. But I turned my life
around. Belief?
Was
that your belief at one time?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I had been damaged enough that I thought, you know what, screw it. I've already so damaged, I might as well just keep doing drugs until I fall over dead and go out with a smile on my face. But the fact was, I wasn't smiling.
Right.
I was more miserable than ever before.
Wow.
And so I kind of got scared for my own life, and I turned it around. But man, going back to college at 26 years old after previously, you know, been a high school dropout, it was scary.
Wow.
But so I'm not just sharing this because I'm some, you know, academic guy. I'm sharing this because I've lived it.
Yeah, you walk the life. You walk the walk.
And I've met so many people also who've also lived it. I want to share their story as well. So we find, you know, exercises and examples and stories that change our mind and change our cognition. You know, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, that's a big buzzword these days.
Right.
You know, evidence-based practices. But the core feature of CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, is if you challenge the erroneous belief systems, then the behavior will change. And so when you live under the belief system where, well, I'm just a schmuck and I'm going to suffer needlessly, well, then you're going to behave in a certain way. But if you believe that you're an operator, if you change your belief and say, I am worthy, then things can change. But they don't change just by the thought alone. They change by the action that we take. People may or may not believe what you say, but they will always believe what you do. And so the doing is really where we've got to get to it.
So that all sounds great, okay, but and obviously I know you walk the walk, but for my listeners out there that maybe are having a really hard time in their life, maybe they're going through a divorce, maybe they've got children that are having problems, know, any of all those, okay? I mean, the world's in a little bit of a crazy place right now. Where would be your first step? If you can barely pick yourself up.
Yep. We have to go to the core,
okay.
The core self.
Okay.
It really is. We have to quiet the mind, take a few deep breaths, pray, meditate, go sit in your garden, look at a flower. But we have to remind ourselves, wait a minute, who am I?
Mm.
How did I get here? Mm. Where do I belong? What is my purpose?
Wow.
We've got to get to the core self. It is the foundation for everything that will come after that.
Wow.
And that's what thrivers do. I mean, if you look at, you know, who are these mythical thrivers, they're not just people who are successful at a particular career choice. They're people who know their core self, they adapt to change, and they shape their future. They're not a victim.
Mm.
So regardless of where that is, whether that's, you know, the gardener, or whether it's Bill Gates, anywhere along the continuum, we're all suffering something. But how we handle it, first go to the core self. Take those deep breaths. Find your center. Meditate. Pray. It all comes from the core. You are a child of God.
That's
you were
beautiful.
Born, a
that's
beautiful,
beautiful
spark of life.
Wow.
And that's Marianne Williamson right there.
I love
from
it.
A Return to Love.
Yeah.
She said, who are you not to be talented, fabulous, and wonderful? You are a child of God.
Right.
There's your dignity right there.
Right.
Okay. Then we build up from there and we start acquiring skills, whether it's learning how to play guitar or learning how to make a particular dish that makes you happy or learning how to meditate or ride a bike, or we've got to be doing. We're doers. We're humans. We do.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we do and we feel good about, hey, I just did that thing. I planted a rose bush in the backyard. Now we can feel a little sense of accomplishment. And
wow.
Then we can believe that maybe when the flowers bloom, I made that happen. And what else can I make happen?
Wow. And you slowly start to believe in yourself because you're conquering you've got courage back.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Exactly.
I love
and courage
it.
Is not that absence of fear. Look, if somebody runs into a burning building with no fear, they're an idiot. But if you run into a burning building because you know there's somebody in there who needs your help, or there's some kittens who are sitting on the sofa that are scared, and you just can't sit by and watch that happen, now that makes you a hero. A hero is not somebody who doesn't feel fear. A hero is somebody who feels the fear and does it anyhow. Whether that means I'm going to go talk to that person that I'm afraid to talk to, or ask for that raise from my boss, or tell somebody I don't like the way they're treating me, we have to feel the fear, but do it anyhow.
Do it anyway. Okay. Dr. Stephen Trudeau, where are you at? You know, are you still counseling, or how can people find out more about you? Okay.
So I've got my private practice in Westlake Village, which is reasonably conveniently located to your listeners.
Yep.
Along the 101 freeway there. So
okay.
They can, and the best way to get in touch with me is to go to my website, psychonthebike.com.
Okay. I love that.
And search me out that way. But yeah, I'm doing some radio stuff, and I'm publishing my book. We went to Japan. We were huge in Japan. Boy, God, that was so much fun.
Wow.
And,
give me a little bit about that. We've got a couple minutes.
A client of mine who lives in Japan, I sent a copy of the book. They said, this is amazing. We need to help you. So they got me a publisher connected there. They loved it. They published it. They called me up and said, you got to come over and promote it now. So we did TV. We did radio. We did blogs. We did personal appearances and book signings.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
And in 4 weeks, we sold 4,000 copies.
Oh, my God. You just gave me chills. I love it.
Well, the Japanese people are the largest or the most frequent per capita readers of paper books in the world.
Wow.
They love paper books, so going over there and promoting it was like kind of like a slam dunk.
Oh, my God, I love that.
But we could take a page out of their book. So go buy my book. It's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the online retailers.
Okay.
It's available as an e-reader as well on all those online retailers. And personal appearances, if you hear that I'm going to be in town, come by and I'll sign your book for you.
Okay.
Visit the YouTube channel and watch the TED Talk and share it with people you know.
I love it.
Courage to Thrive on YouTube and
there you go.
On the bike.
You
got to
get back in my studio sometime.
Love to.
All right.
Absolutely.
All
love
right.
to.
Dr. Stephen Trudeau, we're at the end of our show, and I thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. You're always amazing.
Thank you. So are you. Ditto. All right. We are at the end of our show. What amazing guests that we've had here. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Just because something wasn't meant to last a lifetime doesn't mean it wasn't meant to be. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I thank you all for being here and being a part of my hours. And again, I wish you a great weekend, and I look forward to talking to you next week.